Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Boys, Brandon Smith. Apparently he did a podcast, did he, when I was away? I didn't catch up with that one. But we're getting some players that I see where Gutho didn't want to go anywhere, but took 3 months to work out that he didn't want to go anywhere. So he stayed at the Parramatta Eels. My information is that Junior Paulo will stay. Despite the fact that he's been courted by Redcliffe, he would be a good signing for Redcliffe. Two, Josh Hodgson to the Eels, I think is an obvious one. I think he's a high quality player. And Luke Thompson, there's all the speculation around about, it's a third party from the Bulldogs that are shopping him around. Well, I don't know whether the third party where he's getting his information, his or her information from, but definitely for sale. And I think obviously not necessarily the issue for next year, but 23 is when they've got Kikau, et cetera, coming to the club. Nick Kotrick's another one that'll be out the door shortly.
Well, Jimmy, Brandon Smith, I believe, is an ambassador for that podcast, and surely correct. His role was probably the height and the awareness of it. Well, he did it all in one bang, didn't he? He didn't need any more than one episode to get it back on the front and the back pages. I'm not convinced that he's going to be at the Storm next year. I know the Storm hosed it down and then had a few articles written a particular way last weekend. I can tell you that from Wednesday onwards last week, they were touching up other clubs to try and do a swap loan deal that they have Brandon Smith not return to training this week. Now, they weren't able to get that deal done because they weren't able to secure a player that they thought was going to be what they needed as either an edge forward or a middle forward, whichever way they wanted to try and move things around. The other problem that the Storm clearly have is that Kamikamika is on some charges now. He may well not be on their books next season. We'll see how that plays out in the courts. Big Nelson may well not be playing any games, if not all of their games next season because of his issue and not wanting to have the vaccination. So if Brandon Smith is then on the outer, that then leaves them very short in the middle. So a bit to play out there, and I think that's why Luke Thompson's name keeps getting mentioned. But sure as eggs, I'd be happy to bet that I don't think Brandon Smith plays game one for the Storm next year. You're right about some of those other changes. I think Hodgson is probably a very good get for the Eels, but he will be 31. You would have thought that the Eels would have wanted to meet the market and retain Reid Mahoney, who would have had 5-6 years in front of him, but they weren't prepared to do that, or the terms of 4-year, which the Bulldogs were very bullish about. But I would suggest over the coming weeks, we're still going to see, you know, 5, 6, 8, 10 players moving, being released, moving around different clubs. There's lots and lots of off-seat changes still to come.
Yeah, you're right. It's a very interesting situation. And we touched on it last week, Jared, and I'm interested in your thoughts, Jimmy. But if there's a side that will handle the adversity that the Storm are under now, it's Melbourne. They just do things so well in this position. They find a way. They're not panicking. They're not knee-jerk reaction. Yeah, they'd be livid about how this situation's played out, but they haven't just thrown the baby out with the bathwater. They're not going to make a decision on Smith until they get an option that works for them. So, and just even the fact we touched on with Christian Welsh re-signing with the Storm, like that's the player you want to continue to have around your club, and they just do those little things so well. I've got some dramas to work through over the next little bit, but I reckon Craig Bellamy will be taking it as a bit of a challenge because I think people are already starting to write them off for next year, but I know they'll still have a couple of little tricks up their sleeve.
For my information, there's a vaccination coming out, and you might know more about this than I, Jared, that's protein-based, and and that would ensure that Nelson Aspasolomona would be able to take that vaccination. So, and that's coming early January. So that's a really watch this space. I know it's obviously have implications around, and it doesn't have the issues around with those people who have heart disease and or clotting issues. So that's the information that I get, that they see that as the way forward for Nelson, because obviously he's a very important part of, highly paid part of what they do. And the Tui Kamikamika thing is having an impact on Brandon Smith, whether he stays or goes, or whether there's an interest in Luke Thompson as well.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. Readingtheplay.com.